Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at considerations when integrating security into an application development program. So as you guys probably know, I'm big on securing app dev. I mean, so many of the attacks occur at the application layer, anywhere from 70 to 90%, depending on the statistic. OWASP has been around for a long time and it's made some good strides with that. I'm a big proponent of that as well as co-founding OWASP Detroit here in the Michigan region. So I do get asked quite often, what should I be thinking about? I've got a dev team, I've got a bunch of applications being built. What should I think about in terms of building a secure development lifecycle? And today we're going to look at those considerations while I avoid being hit by the guy who almost hit me. Okay. So things to think about would include the following. One, are your apps for internal users or are your apps for external users? And most organizations have a percentage of both, right? So if it's mostly internal, that can be easier to accomplish because you can negotiate for more time up front. There's probably less risks because those apps being internal are probably not exposed to the internet, hopefully. There's probably more wiggle room in terms of the lifecycle and how those get produced, as long as they're produced on time, etc., etc. If they're for a customer, that could also have its own benefits, right? That could also have its own benefits in terms of the customer's requiring security, the customer's mandating certain levels of quality, those types of things that can push a security program forward. Many times I get brought in when customers, the big customer with the big app, has said, thou shalt do X. How do I do static analysis? How do I do dynamic analysis? How do I do pen testing? So if it's more customer facing, you're looking for those opportunities to say, hey, the customer requires a security. Next thing you got to figure out is your languages. .NET, Java, whatever it may be, what's the percentage and difference of those languages? Because that's going to dictate what tools you're available and able to use, right? A lot of the commercial static analysis tools will support pretty near every application platform these days, but a lot of the one-offs are very platform specific. And the third component you want to know is, what's your life cycle? Is it agile? Is it waterfall? And how would you integrate those tools and those platforms into that life cycle? So those are the three areas you want to consider and have information ready before you talk to someone like me about how to stand up a secure development life cycle program and what tooling you should use. All right. With that, have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.